Dvar Halacha and Chavos Halvavos, Sunday night, Yutes Shvat. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos. This came up actually as a. This came up, someone asked me a shaila. Sometimes you can have things going on in your house, ba'ofen hamutar, but it's making a lot of noise. You could have a washing machine or a dryer going from before Shabbos, and maybe it's the kind that makes a racket. Or sometimes you can have a goy in the house, a goyisha, you know, goyisha maid or whatever, that if you tell her to do the dishes, so she's allowed to do it with a dishwasher, as long as you didn't tell her to do it with a dishwasher, according to most poskim. But it makes a noise, it's loud, it's a loud racket. So there's a remark that says that you shouldn't have a noisy machine working, operating in your Rishus on Shabbos, even obviously if you didn't, even if you didn't turn it on, because it's a zilzul to Shabbos. It's a zilzul, and maybe people think you turned it on. And so therefore, when you have such things like a dishwasher or even a vacuum cleaner in an oifen that a guy would be allowed to do it, that you didn't tell them to use it, they're just making life easier for themselves. So really that constitutes a shaila in itself. Now, we're not there things that people already know. Let's say they work with a Shabbos clock. Let's say an air conditioner makes noise, so that people know it's activated by a thermostat or a Shabbos clock. But things that people are not, or lights that go on Shabbos, okay, it's not really noise. It's not really noise. The Ramos talking about noise, but maybe you might want to sushtel it. But that already people know it's set up with a Shabbos clock. But the shaila, someone asked me if they can set up music from before Shabbos to play on Shabbos. Maybe, you know, your alarm clock is playing loud. You know, an alarm clock's an alarm clock. Maybe nowadays it's very common to have an alarm clock that's playing even a Nachman Zeltzer tune. I don't know, but that wouldn't wake you up. That might put you to sleep. I don't know. Just wanted to give you a shout out. So it's a shaila. It's not poshut. B'makom hefsed, maybe it's mutter, but why would it be b'makom hefsed in your private house? So it's not poshut that some things are allowed. It might very well be also because of this remah, obviously it's rabbanon, but it is a din that it's also. So you have to be careful, especially people who have machines running from before Shabbos. That's really what the case of the remah is. If you have machines running from before Shabbos, and they make a lot of noise. So it's a zilzul, there's a chashash, and whatever. Okay, Chavos Halvavos, we're in Shaar Avos Hashem Perek Shishi, and we're starting Perek Shishi. Omar Avol Simone Ahava L'Shem Yisroman V'Yisador. He has this in many of his Shaorim. He says, like, how can you tell when you meet someone that has Avos Hashem? In Shaar Bitachon, he devotes a Perek to how do you know someone is a Baal Bitachon. You know, maybe you want to be his friend, maybe you want to learn from him. So how can you tell? You know, he's a regular person, we're not talking about crazy things. So how can you tell by looking at him, if he has Avos Hashem or not? So he says, he lists a bunch of things, 10 things I think he lists. And 10 ways in which you can tell about someone who has Avos Hashem. Hare Mehem. Number one, Azivas Kolma. Shematrid me'avodas Hashem yisala midvorim shehem mosaros. He says, first of all, someone who has Avos Hashem to them does not do things. It's not just pleasures. Mosaros and Chavos is lexicon really means anything in life that's not necessary. It's not necessary. You don't have to go to every. You don't have to go to every simcha. You only have to go to the ones that you have to go to. You don't have to go to every place in the world. You only have to go to the ones that you feel you need to go to. So doing unnecessary things is called mosaros in the words of the Chavos Halvavos. in the dictionary of the Chayvus al Bavos. So this person, you see, his moves and his actions are measured. That's really the point. They're measured. He doesn't just do things, anything that was felt, was felt a mind, you say in Yiddish. Umeyhem, now number two is very, very interesting thing, and it's rather long, just another minute or two of it, and then we'll continue tomorrow night, as Hashem. He says, if he has Yiras Hashem, Umeyhem Gilui Simone Yiras Hashem Yisala Olov, you can tell, because Yiras Hashem you can tell on a person's face, he says, because you see that in the Pasuk, in Shmos, we just learned it, Veimosu Alponov, Komishinemar, Ubavur Tiye Yerosu Alponechem, Levilti Techeto. So I'm not sure that the Chavit HaLov is not bothered by it. That Yiras Hashem, you can tell on a person's face, because that's a Pasuk, Ubavur Tiye Yiras Hashem Alponechem, and you can tell that a person, it doesn't mean he's walking around scared, he doesn't have a scared look on his face, that's not what Yiras Hashem is, you're not scared. It means you're aware of the presence of Hashem, and you're exhibiting the proper, like if you're in the king's palace, so you're not necessarily afraid they're going to shoot you or put you in jail or punish you, but you walk around with a certain awe, with a certain bearing, and you are careful how you act. So someone who has Yiras Hashem, that's number two. So we've already explained, and that's really the whole number two, and we'll learn about it tomorrow night. But you'll say, what does the Yiras Hashem have to do with Avos Hashem? So we learned already in the Chavis HaLovis that Yiras Hashem is a necessary stepping stone to Avos Hashem, because we're not talking about Yiras HaOnesh, we're talking about Yiras HaRomamus. So to truly love someone, the true feeling of Ava will only be if you appreciate their milus. So when you appreciate Hashem's milus, that creates the Yira, the awe, that you're in awe of Hakel HaGadol HaGibor VaHaNora. And once you're aware of the greatness of the person, of the object, then you can come l'day ava. If you don't really know what the person is, then you're not going to come l'day ava of the person. You might come, as they say, l'day ava of yourself, if it fills a certain need you have, so you like it. But to have Ava, and this is for Hashem, is very important. This is your soul. To have Ava Hashem, you have to have Yiras Hashem in the sense of Yiras HaRomamus, because that is an awareness of the greatness of Hashem and the power of Hashem and the Chochmah of Hashem. And so you're not going to just act anyway, the way just like the Rama says in the first Siman of Shulchan Aruch, that you're not going to act. You realize you're not going to act with the hefkeiros that you would act if you're totally unaware of it. And then once you're aware of that, then so number two is that you can tell the person has true Yiras Hashem. Okay.